Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell. On the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning, Joe. Oh, you can't hear me? How's that? Hey.
Here we are.
You're back.
I'm back.
I was so happy to see your face this morning.
Yes.
I don't know about next week, but this week.
It thinks that's the way it goes in Petersburg. Oh, happy to see you for about 3 days, and then oh god, here again.
Well, all that to say is we're hosting Tradio.
Yeah.
That's our buy sell trade program,
and we're waiting for your calls.
And we're waiting for your calls, and we have a couple calls in line.
Good.
But just to say, if you do have something to say, give us a ring. Our number 907-531-8049. Okay, well, let's, you know, there's no rest. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it.
It's a bright and sunny day. Why wait? Okay, caller on line one, you're on the air.
Am I number one?
Yes, you are, Joyce.
I called on the old number still. I'm still calling on the 3808 number.
Oh, great. So, well, I'm glad that it's working.
Yeah, but it's working. So, Friday, bingo, at the Sons of Norway, we are having chicken taco soup. We're having roll and some kind of pastry I'm bringing. I don't know if it's going to be my homemade donuts or if it's going to be a store-bought pastry, but I'll bring something anyhow.
Yeah, you can't go
wrong. How was those donuts I made?
They were great, Joyce. Thanks for dropping them by.
Were they okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not very, very sweet. They're very bland in flavor, but, you know, you can make it sweet with all the toppings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't have too much to say today except the bingo on Friday. The doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. And we had about 25 people last week, which was good.
That's a good number. Yeah.
And we have a good time. We had lots of laughter, lots of kidding around, and a lot of people bingoed. So...
All right.
That's what my report is this week until Friday.
Okay. Well, we'll hear from you soon.
A good time was had by all.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. And another caller on line two, you're on the air.
Number two?
Yep, that's you. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning. This is Stephanie Tinas, and I'm calling for the Sons of Norway, too. We have a meatball palooza potluck for our members and guests Sunday, April 12th. It starts at 5 o'clock, and we have a little time of visiting with our members and chit-chatting. And bring your favorite meatball dish, if you would like, or a dish or a side dish or dessert to share. We provide the meatballs, potatoes, noodles. But if you'd like to share your favorite meatball, this is the time to do it. So it's our last potluck of this season, and then we'll start up again in the fall. So we'd love to see everybody there. And that's about it.
All right. Members and guests, right?
Members and guests,
yeah. Got it. Palooza. A palooza.
That's
that
a great
sounds
word.
Like fun.
Mm-hmm. A palooza.
A palooza is always fun.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm. All right. So while we have a little gap in the clouds, in terms of callers. Folks, of course, you can still catch us. Our number 907-531-8049. I wanted to... Julie mentioned that the Mitkoff Dance Studio's spring dance recital is coming up on Monday, April 20th and Tuesday, April 21st. I would love to hear from someone on where people can get tickets, which is a great question because I know they sell out.
Usually, I'd like to say usually they have them at Lee's.
Okay.
Usually I've bought tickets down there before or then somebody else that knows more than me.
Yeah, well,
my guess is they will have them there again, but whether you can buy them from the dance club members or whatever, but somebody will call. Somebody's here in this set is knows where to do this, I'm sure.
I do hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyway, we have another caller on line one. You're on the air. Hello?
Hi, this is Deb Hurley.
Hi,
how
Deb.
Are you?
Hey, Deb.
I'm calling because the market in Petersburg is sponsoring a seed share this weekend, Saturday, April 11th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Petersburg Public Library in the Ruth Sandvik Conference Room. And we just like to start the gardening season off when the snow might actually melt off your garden, sharing seeds between the community. And so if you have any seeds that you're not going to use this year, or you just want to talk about gardening, or you're at the book the library book sale and you just want to come say hi, we'll be in the conference, the Ruth Sandvik Conference Room, and we would love to see you.
Wow, that is great. This is just the right time of year to be doing that, too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Time to start planting, I guess, eh, Deb?
Yeah, it's time to start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay, bye. All right. Well, a seed share. And as Deb mentioned, there's the Friends of Petersburg Library book sale and silent auction, which is also this Saturday the 11th. That's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And they are open for donations. Starting now, so you can drop them off at the library if you have any books that you would like to contribute to that. Well, we have another caller on line two. You are on the air.
Well, good morning, Joe and Isaiah. How are you guys today?
Good.
Thank you, Sal.
Yeah. Welcome back, Joe. We miss your voice, you know, when you're not there.
Oh, please.
It doesn't last long.
It does. That's what we were just talking about. You know, it's great to see you. Good to see you. Everything's good. But that wears off in about 3 or 4 days. And it's the same old, same old.
Nah. It doesn't wear off. You've always got a good smile on your face and share it with people that you meet.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks. I have a couple hats on today, and I'm just going to be brief because I've been hammering this for about a month. But the Pioneer Tea is this Saturday at the Holy Cross House from 1 to 3 p.m. Music by Sue Paulson and Kathy Cronland, tinkling the ivories and strumming the violin, or whatever you call it, strumming. Anyway, it should be wonderful. If you're worried about, you know, you're new in town, you don't have any friends maybe yet, and you don't really know anybody, but you kind of would like to come, because we have family-style tables, too, where you can maybe meet your new best friend.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's $20 a ticket. And it's going to be a lovely event. It's very annual. We do it each year to raise funds for the high school graduating seniors. We give 2 scholarships each year from the Pioneers. So
nice.
Not only would you have a good time, be socializing, you'd also be helping out your neighbor's kids.
Nice. Yeah, that's always a good cause, for sure, for the kids. Scholarships.
Yeah,
they need money to go to school. That's great.
School is so darned expensive,
yes.
You know, and it's really, if we can help in any little way, we sure want to.
Absolutely.
And my second hat is the springtime rose mulling class is coming up starting on the 21st of April, which is a Tuesday. And the first class we have is the bean pot, which I sent you guys a beautiful poster. I know you just have been studying it carefully, Isaiah.
Yeah, every morning.
Yeah, every morning.
Oh.
Same as me. It's right in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
But the first class we're offering is full. The bean pot class is full. But we do have other wood available in the other 3 classes, including the one on Saturday, which is a beginner class. So if you're not real confident in your skills, hey, we'll change all that in a real fun noisy, visiting type atmosphere. We also provide lunch, and we provide the brushes and the paint. And so really, you just kind of need to come and pay your $50 for the class fee and buy your little piece of wood, which they're not very expensive, and have a great day with us.
And that's the 21st is the first class?
Yeah. On Monday the 20th, the teacher is arriving, weather permitting, and we are having a small meet and greet, and she's bringing along a 45-minute video of a grant she did where she's painting a 4x8 sheet of plywood and talking as she does it and demonstrating different ways of doing things. So that should be kind of interesting. And we'll also have coffee, and we'll have some cookies, of course. And we just hope to kind of acquaint people with what we're doing. If they have any questions, they can come and see. No requirement, just visit. And anyway, that's the time still to be determined when our boss gets back from her trip to Seattle. Polly's down for a couple days. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's kind of exciting. We're real excited to have Patty Jo come. She's from Eugene, Oregon, and she's quite a painter. I have 5 or 6 of her pieces that I have bought over the years, seeing her at Sons of Norway conventions and stuff. So if you're interested at all or curious, come and see what we're doing.
So if anybody, you know, wants to get more information, that, you know, we can give them on the phone, because is there a place they can go, or where, or somebody they can call to get more info, or, you know, get more details?
Absolutely. They can give me a call at 518-0601 or Polly at 518-0866.
But call and you now, because Polly's out of town.
Well, she's still taking calls.
Oh, she will. Okay.
She's that kind of girl.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any questions? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I think that's about it. It should just be a really good time. We are also having another teacher come the end of June. Totally different style of stuff, and different type of person painting. I mean, we personally know her, but never painted with her. And so it'll be fun. We're having some good times.
So this one class with Patty Jo, you said is her name, is just a one-time thing on the 21st.
Yeah, but we have 4 classes we're doing with her, plus the Friday is going to be a catch-up day so that people don't get behind. And so there's actually 4 classes. There's a bean pot, there's a little dome chest, there's a, what they call, she calls a gem box, and then there's an open candy dish type thing.
I see.
And I'm sure Isaiah will show you the photos on the poster. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful.
Right. Yeah, so each class has a different theme time, a different project.
Yeah, a different project.
Nice.
And then the Friday, we give you time to kind of get caught up if you're behind or taking your time, or you just had to leave early or something, you know, how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Perfect.
So, and the best part is you don't have to go out for lunch, because we're providing lunch.
And I'm sure lunch is good.
Oh, it'll definitely be good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Okie dokie. Well, you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Sally.
You bet. Bye, guys.
And bye. All right. Well, we've already heard a lot so far. But, folks, if there's still things that you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, or there's an event coming up that you want to clarify, like the Mitkop Dance Studio and where to get tickets, our number is 907-531-8049.
Nice.
And I wanted to mention the Legislative Information Office.
Of course.
Because they're taking public testimony, and there's quite a few coming up today. It's almost a dozen. And they're in the afternoon, but I'll just highlight a couple that might be relevant. The first at 1:30, supporting J-1 and H-1B visa programs. Those are visas that a lot of teachers use. Then there's also local contributions by school districts. That's at 3:30. And then there's urging support for AKLNG. That's also at 3:30. So this is kind of interesting public testimony opportunity coming up. And the LIO can help you give public testimony. You can call them at their office, 907-772-3741, and then they're also at 11 P. Joe Street.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt's always more than willing to help somebody get the info they need, or get online, or help them with their, you know, if they want to do a public testimony, you can do it down there. He can show you how to do it from your home. So it's very good. And it's important, too, if you have a passion about any of these, you know, things that are talking about in the legislature, it's really good for people to speak up on it, because if you don't speak up, how will your legislatures know how you really feel? You know,
Very good point.
Yeah, you know.
And the LIO can also help you with other questions about state agencies, programs, and forms, and other government-related matters.
Right.
So it's not just when the legislature is.
No, it isn't, and it's a neat thing. And then I said Matt's very, you know, astute at getting things. You know, if he can't find the information, he will find the information eventually.
That is true. The team there will definitely set you
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
So we have another caller on line one. You are on the air.
Hello, is this me?
Yes, it is.
Depends on who me is.
Hi.
Because this is
Hi,
me.
I am calling. It's me. I am just calling to remind people to register for Beat the Odds. Our race is April 18th out at Sandy Beach, and we are registering down at Lee's Clothing. The registration fee is $25. And we have a beautiful long sleeve T-shirt that Kaya Dahl designed.
Oh, I've
and
seen it. It's beautiful.
It's just beautiful. It's the floral design across the front, and there's a long sleeve T-shirt in white for women and gray for men, or you know, whatever people want to do.
Oh yeah.
But we just want to encourage people to register early so they can get their T-shirt size. We usually do sell out. And then out at Sandy Beach, we'll be registering after 8:30 in the morning on the 18th. And then we do a warm-up at 8:45, and then we get started at 9. And it's a 5K, so we're going to, you know, go along that trail. And everyone's welcome.
Okay.
Walking, running, strolling, whatever people want to do.
Okay. So you can register now at least?
You can register now at Lee's. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Now until the event day, and then on the event day we will register out at the Sandy Beach Park.
Okay. Yeah, we have a PSA to that. You pretty much covered everything that's on the PSA. But question there, is we had that Isaiah brought up the question: are they selling dance recital tickets at Lee's?
Eventually.
Okay.
Okay.
So I said, usually they have them down there. I bought them there before. I just wondered if that is still part of the
yes.
program. Okay.
I don't believe we have them yet.
Yeah, probably
but
not. Yeah.
Very soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. Me. Definitely we will.
Okay. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Contact.
Okay, and Joe, there's another caller online too.
Okay.
You better take him.
Why not?
Okay, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning. This is Jean.
Hi, Jean.
I want to thank you for doing such a great job getting the word out on the Petersburg Lutheran Church Basement Baked Goods, Books, and Soup and Bread Sale.
Yeah.
So a big thank you. But it is coming on April 18th. Drop-off is different this year. It is this week from 4 to 6 p.m., and please don't drop anything off outside of those hours. And Saturday will be 10 to 1 p.m., and then that's going to be it. All the proceeds support community programs to the Lutheran Church.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yeah. And so to the best of my knowledge, it's like acceptable items are kitchen items, clothing, jewelry, books, electronics, but not larger furniture.
That's correct. Yeah. Small pieces are great, but there'll be everything everyone could ever need there.
Pretty much.
Good.
And lunch.
Okay.
And lunch.
And lunch, yes. Homemade soup and homemade bread, and the bake sale is always fabulous.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So...
yeah,
hope to see everybody there on April 18th.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jean.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye. All right. And we've been so rapid fire, but I have another one thing that I want to mention. It's kindergarten registration for 26th through 27th. And so I'm mentioning this because that's tomorrow from 5:15 to 6:15 at Stedman Elementary. And just a reminder to bring their birth certificate and vaccination records. And if you have any questions, you can call or text 907-302-2385.
Good.
Well, folks, if you're listening now, you've just tuned in, we're running Tradio. That's our buy-sell trade program. You can still catch us. Our number is 907-531-8049. Should we do a rundown?
We certainly can.
Okay.
Yes, let's start from the top. Joyce was at the top of the list, and she's telling us bingo is on for Friday. They had a pretty good turnout last week, and and they had a lot of fun, so they're hoping to get a good turnout again. It helps to keep the program going. Chicken taco soup, rolls, and some pastry of some sort will be on the menu. Doors open at 5:30, and bingo starts at 6:30. So come on in and spend a Friday night and have some fun. Stephanie Tinas called, and she says the Meatball Palooza is this Sunday, April 12th at 5 p.m. for members and guests from the Sons on Our Way. Bring a side dish and stories, and it'll have a good time. Will be had by all. Palooza, I like that name. I'll look it up or whatever a palooza
is. Like now my attention is piqued.
Palooza. Listen to that. Wouldn't you like to go to a palooza? I mean, it just sounds like fun.
It does. Yeah. It does. And can it be in a gazebo? I mean, there's great words out there.
A palooza and a gazebo. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not.
That's my own birthday party.
Okay, that's good. Okay, good. That'll be fun. But this is Sunday, April 12th. Deb Hurley said they're going to have a seed share coming on at the Petersburg Library in the Ruth Sandvik Room. It is in conjunction with the book sale that's going on there, too. So kind of if you're going there for books, you can go in there. If you got some seeds to share that you're not going to use, everybody could use it because it's kind of sometimes seeds are a little bit hard to find around here, especially if you're looking for something particular. And I'm sure some of these gardeners have plenty of seeds and some probably good ones.
Yeah.
Because it takes good seeds to make good plants.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. Okay. You've heard of the bad seed, right?
No.
No.
I know Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Okay. Is that a group?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's like a band. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so that's coming this Saturday, April 11th, 11:30 to 1 at the library. Sally called, and she's saying about the Pioneer Tea, and that's the 1 to 3 It's at the Holy Cross House. It's at $20 a ticket, and it should be good. The Pioneer Tea is a fundraiser for scholarships, because the Pioneers give out scholarships to our seniors, which is great. So help support that and go, come to the Pioneer Tea. It also, she's the rose bonding class is coming up on the 21st. It's a $50 fee. There's four classes. Lunch is usually provided, and it's their instructor's coming. And we'll be there all week. It's if you have any questions, you can call Sally at 518-0601 or Polly at 518-0866. And me called, and there is a registration for the Beat the Odds race. I think we have a PSA on that you're running pretty often, right?
Was it Jean?
Me.
Oh, you.
What's that? That's who called. She says, "This is me."
Oh, it's a very dad joke, Joe.
Am I wearing it out? It was Cynthia, I'm sure. I don't know. But anyhow, she called and says the registration is at Lee's. It's $25 registration, and get there early and register and take your T-shirt size. And I've heard from you and her that it's a really cool
picture. Oh, it's really
picture.
Pretty.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. So, and it's by a local artist.
And Kaya Dahl, the same artist who did that, also did our logo at KFSK this year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She's getting her name all over the place.
I know, really, really prolific. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, we have some good artists in this town. But anyhow, registration and the race is at the race is April 18th. So go register. Mm-hmm. Jean called, and she's happy that you have been very astute in announcing the Lutheran bake sale.
Oh.
So I was happy. So that's going on April 18th at the Lutheran Church. And the last day for drop-offs will be this Friday from 4 to 6 and Saturday from 10 to 1. And only drop off things when those hours are happening so they can be organized.
Yeah, and it's also today and tomorrow and Friday, 4 to 6.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
It's every day this week?
To 6. Okay. And then on Saturday, that's the last day.
Last day.
10 to 1.
Oh, it's from now till Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I caught that. I thought it was just Friday and Saturday. So, okay, yeah, if you have from 4 to 6, they'll be there taking donations. Lightly used goods, things.
No, no large furniture, no, but no, anything else.
Yeah, don't drop off four king-size beds, frames, or anything, or beds. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you could probably let somebody know you have those. But anyhow, but if they're taking items, and it's always a really happening event there.
I've heard good things.
Oh, yeah, and it's down in the basement of the Lutheran Church, and they got tables and everything set up, and it's very crowded in there sometimes when it first starts happening because there's some good stuff.
Oh, usually. I bet.
Yeah, yeah, very, very good. It's good. And then plus lunch, soup, bread.
Homemade.
It's homemade soup, bread, and bake sale, too. I mean, it's just like all-in-one-stop shop.
I mean, what more could you ask for?
Nothing for me. I love that. I love that sale, yeah, and I love the soup. And if you want, you know, and they have so many different kinds of soup, but usually the really good ones go fast. So
Okay, got to get there early.
But, yeah, anyhow, that's so the drop-offs, and then it's happening on the 18th, so make it on your calendar. And that was the end of my rundown.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. You still got it, Joe.
I actually tried listening to Tradio while I was gone, but for some reason, I'll have to talk to you about that later, it wouldn't let me get on the KFSK website in Mexico.
I don't know. I think at some point in time, we had restricted it so you could only access it in the U.S. There was a location thing.
Well, it must have happened recently, because last time I was there, I was able to get it, but this year I couldn't.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up. I'll look into it.
Yeah.
Folks might have heard that our stream was down this morning. At least I couldn't access it this morning. But we have our engineers on the issue.
Well, good. I missed it. I missed the show, so I tried listening to it.
And will you be back next week?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
I haven't planned on going anywhere this soon yet.
Okay. Good.
Right on.
Okay. Well, thanks, Joe, for coming in.
And it's glad that your snow was gone almost, too.
Yeah, almost. I mean, just in time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was watching the forecast and it kept snowing, so I kept extending my stay.
Lucky you. Huh?
Thanks, everybody, for the calls.
All right, bye.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or